This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live. That's why we named it that. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Tim.
The number's 855-450-3733. Let's give David in England another try. David, you're on Free Talk
Hello.
Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's
yeah,
on your mind,
how you
David?
Doing? Well. Okay, I don't know how much time I have, so I'm going to try to be as concise as I can.
Okay.
In 1988, the Republican convention decided that they were going to count the votes of the Libertarian Party candidate, even though everybody knew that they didn't have enough votes to make the it into a candidate. So, but they didn't, they just didn't even count them, even though people were saying, please, I want to, you know, they were voting for Ron Paul.
Yep, Ron Paul was the Libertarian nominee in 1988.
Yeah, right.
But so, what would the Republicans count Libertarian votes? I'm confused.
They wouldn't count them.
The Libertarian Party is a different party than the Republican Party. Why would the Republican Party be counting Libertarian votes?
Listen, if he was on the podium, he was running as a Republican.
Oh, he was? I thought he was the Libertarian nominee.
No, it's just like Bernie Sanders was a liberal Democrat, but so he was running as a Republican.
Okay.
And when it came time to count the votes, and I'm going to get to the point here.
Mm-hmm.
It came time to count the votes, even though people were voting for Ron Paul. When they took the tally, there was no votes except for the Republican Party. So what I'm trying to tell you, and by the way, I had a reporter friend of mine who comes to our chat room once in a while, who was there at that particular time, and he interviewed the people coming out of the auditorium, and he stopped quite a few supporters of Ron Paul. Now the point was they knew. They didn't have enough votes to make Ron Paul the nominee. That was not the point. The point was they wanted their right to vote for him. And they didn't get it. And they were really, really angry.
They did it again. Ron Paul got sort of swept aside in 2012. In 2008, he got pretty close. But, you know, he did okay. But by 2012, the Republicans actually had to mount some kind of action against him. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me that a party might attempt to protect its interests, I guess.
Well, if I could just proceed.
Sure.
I don't know how much time I have, but in 1988, I believe, the leader of the Women of League of Voters announced that she was not going to participate in this fraud on the American people. And what
this
she was talking about...
This is when the League of Women Voters decided not to do the debates anymore, right? And then it was taken over by this bipartisan fix-it campaign that kept the libertarians out of the debate, right?
Now you're starting to understand where I'm going with this.
Yep.
So recently, we've been told that Fox News is no longer going to be allowed to participate in the debates. I'm no fan of Fox, but I don't think any network should be allowed to decide what the rules of the debate are. All of them should be allowed to participate if they want to watch and they want to make money off it. That's no problem with me. That's fine. The more participation in the distribution of the debate, the better. But they shouldn't decide. One station or one network should not decide on who was going to ask the questions, what the questions are going to be, who's going to be in the audience. And those sort of things, that should be decided by a real nonpartisan party, which is the League of Women Voters.
I would concur with you completely when it comes to the debate that should be, you know, that they should allow third parties in, and that needs to be somebody who's nonpartisan. But it looks like here, I just looked up the Wikipedia on the 1988 presidential campaign. It says in January 1987, Ron Paul officially left the Republican Party to run for the Libertarian Party nomination after becoming disillusioned by the spending policies of the Reagan administration and presumptive Republican presidential nominee George H.W. Bush. On leaving the party, Paul remarked, "Ronald Reagan has given us a deficit 10 times greater than what we had with the Democrats. It didn't take more than a month after 1981 to realize that there would be no changes. The Libertarian Party had courted Paul for the previous 6 years."
And your point is?
That he was a libertarian in 1987. So, obviously, the I just don't understand this thing about the Republican committee not letting Paul's votes be counted. That part I just don't understand.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Thank you.
They took the vote. They took the vote. And when people voted for Ron Paul, they decided not to count those votes.
Okay,
when
the
board showed up.
When Republicans chose to vote in the Republican nomination for a Libertarian, they just didn't count any of them because the guy was a Libertarian Party member? Is that the idea?
Now you're starting to get the idea.
I'm doing my best here, David. I really appreciate this.
That's what we're talking about. They were suppressed. That vote was suppressed,
okay.
Even though it wouldn't have mattered a bit. Listen, the Ron Paul supporters, when they came out of the auditorium, pointed out to my friend Gary that they were perfectly prepared to support the nominee. That was not the issue. The issue was they wanted their right to register their vote, and they didn't get it. And the Republicans rubbed it in their faces. And quite a few of them said,
nobody likes a fixed election. The Bernie people aren't going to like it. The Ron Paul people didn't like it, and you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm going to change the second topic. The first topic is for the gentleman, Dan, who's moving to New Hampshire.
When
it's time for you to look for property to buy, try to avoid hysterical districts. They won't let you change a thing. And
what's a hysterical district?
Although we have these all over.
Historical
district. They get hysterical when you try to change stuff.
Well, they get hysterical over the historical.
Yes.
Precisely.
Up here in New England, it's a bunch of, wooden rectangles. God knows we couldn't change all that.
Right. And they won't let you put insulated windows in. Double insulated windows, which is the biggest home improvement you can make. It not only saves you energy, it helps make your house quieter. The guy who called in about Ron Paul getting jobbed, if it was in the Republican primary, just like with the Democrat primary, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are two private clubs that theoretically shouldn't exist, in my opinion, with government backing, but they do because, they control the, government.
they have their elections subsidized by you. Basically, the primaries shouldn't be paid for by the taxpayer, but they are.
Right, but they can arrange their affairs as they wish. If the Democrat Party decided to have just a shootout, pistols at 40 paces as a method of selecting their candidate,
I'm for that.
That would be illegal. But probably
it would be.
The winner would be hauled off to jail.
It's just that they don't like, nobody likes, like I said to the caller there, nobody likes a rigged election. And the Bernie people, rightly, are upset with whether or not Hillary fixed the election in 2016. She was prepared to. The stacking of the deck, putting in her,
super delegate.
Yeah, the superdelegates certainly were, you know, part of that. And, you know, the Democratic Party wasn't very democratic in that instance, and it gets people riled up. And the caller's talking about something that happened in 88 and surrounding Ron Paul. I have no knowledge of it, but I don't disagree with him.
There were some shenanigans.
Oh, I'm going to let you go, Matthew. Thank you. The number is 855-450-3733.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been kind of talking about Oh, well, you know, where to move in case you want more freedom in your life, or I guess another topic has been rigged elections here in the U.S. or elections that didn't look so great inside the party apparatus. You know, I think that there's an argument to be had. I want to tell you real quick about AnyPay. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open up an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in their setup page, and then load their app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash at your store. Get started now. AnyPay.global. It's AnyPay.global. Let's go to Brad calling in from New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey there. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, to go off of what you guys were talking about a minute ago with the League of Women Voters networks and the whole setup of the date, and then I think the FSP and what was it, the Free Town Project or something?
The Free State Project and the Free Town Project, yep.
Yeah, so the idea behind those projects is to change the way things work from the inside through demographics, right?
I don't think that the Free State Project's idea is to move as many liberty lovers to one state and see what happens. But, the more active you are in your community and voting and things like that, probably the more effect you could have. Go ahead.
Right. So, why not apply that kind of idea to the networks? The idea of the Free State Project is to, well, at least partially, to gather a bunch of liberty-leaning voters in one place. But apply that to the corporate domain, I guess, and get the idea of, how to put it, if a bunch of people who are liberty-minded were all to by some degree of, you know, voting shares and networks that put on debates, then that would give those shareholders some power over what they do and with their programs. So
I think that might work. I mean, it's again, you're going to have the same problem that many of these organizations have, is trying to get the individualists to operate in a group. But yeah, I mean,
right.
Sure, if Fox or NBC said, yeah, we're going to hold a debate, but we're going to bring the Libertarian and the Green Party person in, likely there would be a certain amount of shock and upset amongst the Republicans and Democrats. I don't know what they would do about it, because they certainly would want the exposure. So it'd be interesting to see what the conflict created. They may very well just go to CBS and MSNBC and say, hey, they're giving us a bad deal over at that other place, and we don't want that. So
I don't think that's what Matthew's talking about. Are you talking about like buying stock and using the power of your ownership interest in the networks to turn them in a more honest direction?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, that's already being done right now. You can read about it. There are various left-wing organizations that buy up stock in different companies in order to go to the stockholders meetings or board of directors meetings and offer changes in their policies in order to make them more what they call socially aware or social justice. And that's not a terrible idea, except that there's a whole lot more of them than there are of us. Liberty lovers are in kind of a short supply these days, don't you think, Angie?
I do think so.
How about you, Mark?
Well, it depends on how you define them, right?
Ah.
If you ask if somebody is fiscally conservative and socially liberal, you'll get a lot of people saying, yeah, that sounds right.
Sure.
But if you ask somebody if they're a libertarian, they're like, oh, no, I'm not that.
Mm.
It's the same thing, largely. But
most people don't know what libertarian actually means.
Yeah, there's an issue of branding around the word. I've had people think that libertarian meant liberal. And I'm not.
Yeah,
that.
My dad, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, there's
a libertarian, and that gets translated in his mind as liberal because they sound the same, I guess.
Well, when you talk about liberal and conservative, libertarian or whatever, most people, the politics is not a great big part of their life. Those of us who are activists and who interact with each other and get involved in these kind of things, yeah, it's a big part of our life, but most people just want to be left alone. But when you ask somebody, when you tell somebody, we're in favor of freedom, we're in favor of liberty, everybody says, oh, yeah, sure, I'm in favor of that, but definitely. But then they turn around and they want all kinds of controls and restrictions on your personal life. And
not on their own, but on you.
On everybody.
They want the restrictions that benefit them, and that's one of the problems. Brad, thanks for the call. Appreciate your ideas here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go to Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask, I think I asked you this before, Mark, but I wanted to ask, because there's a new group of people in the studio there. What do you think the United States would look like today if Ross Perot had won the election in 1990?
Yeah, I think that was 92.
92, sure.
92, or maybe. Right.
What would
that
would
have been
92.
Like? I don't know that I even know.
We're talking about alternative history here. It's hard, tough call.
Right. I think that it certainly would have been interesting. I support the idea that he would have won, but he kind of left and then came back, and it was I can see why some voters lost their momentum surrounding him. I don't know. He had this story of ninjas trying to kill him, and you know, things like that. And I don't know. I would say it would be for the better, but who knows how.
Well, keep in mind that was the year that everybody was all the Republicans were looking for somebody else to vote for other than George Herbert Walker Bush, because he violated a solemn promise.
Yep.
Read my lips.
No new taxes.
And then he got rolled by the Democrats in the status, and the rest, as they say, is history. But Bill Clinton won that election with 43% of the vote.
A minority.
And, you didn't hear the Democrats whining and crying, oh, gee, it's a minority, you know, it's terrible, you know, you didn't get the most votes, you didn't get a majority. But now that Trump has won with presumably a minority of the votes, or with less than Hillary got, they're all up in arms about it. What's the difference?
Well, two people versus three people, I guess. I don't know. Robert, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are
agreeing with is the safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern.
Dozens are facing charges in a massive college admissions bribery case. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says she's working with the Department of Justice on this case.
We are still researching and looking into how the department might interface with this. Obviously, this is a Department of Justice operation, but we are looking very closely at it, and we'll see if any of the regulations that we are responsible for have been broken.
Stocks are hitting new highs for 2019. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 148 points to close at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. Now, this live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Hi, Angie.
Hello, Tim.
Yeah, so the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in freedom. I want to tell you about MyPillow. Not my specific pillow, but the brand of pillows called MyPillow. A good night's sleep is important. When it comes down to it, it's not just how much sleep time you spend in bed. It's the quality, not the quantity of the sleep you get. MyPillow is designed to help you get a good night's sleep. So it's filled with this sort of batting that'll hold your head and neck in the right position. If you get headaches, if you've got neck problems, these kind of things, the first place to look should be your pillow. If you've got a down pillow, I used to be a down pillow fan. If you've got a down pillow, get rid of that thing and go to MyPillow.com. You can get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all the orders if you use our coupon code, which is FTL. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. You buy the pillow, if you don't like it, within 60 days, you'll be refunded your purchase price. It's MyPillow.com. Promo code FTL. Another killer app for this pillow, besides holding your head and neck in the right position, well, you can wash it. Imagine, what's crawling around in that pillow? When's the last time you got to wash it? I'm scheduled to wash mine again this weekend. MyPillow.com. I like to do it about monthly, but it's covered in a zipper case and things like that to keep it clean. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, there's a personal reason
why I'm so dedicated to handing out these who's who political directories.
What is a who's who political directory?
Well, it's a little pamphlet, maybe like 4 inches by like 8.5 inches. And it's put on by the League of Women Voters.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the representatives, Senate, and that goes to the, you know, that make the laws for our state.
Right. You can, there's a little piece of paper that tells people what the list of criminals that they'll be voting for is, right?
I mean, the ones that are elected to office. And then also has the city councilors and the city councilor meetings and the county meetings and the all different cities that have their meetings. It has that in it. It's very, it's a very valuable information. And the thing is that the reason I'm doing it is that they have it laying around at the library, and I actually walked by it for 10 years looking at it. But on top of it was a dog park. On the bottom was camping site, and the onto the left was the hiking trail, and the other one was the museums, and around it was a zoo. So I said, I have no kids, I have no dog, and I don't go camping, and I have no need for this nonsense. I said it was a recreational pamphlet. So, I was looking at it for 10 years, and the whole time I wanted to write letters to my representative on, you know, that live in this area. So, I mean, to me, it's like hiding the political information. What a disguise. You put it next to, like, museums and all the parties in the cities and the zoos, and nobody sees it. And the whole
I'm not sure that I think it's a conspiracy. I think it's largely people just don't care. I mean, when you look at a local election, oftentimes you'll be lucky to get 5% of the voters to turn out to vote, whereas in a presidential election, you'll get 50% of the voters to turn out. So you get 10 times as much interest in a presidential election as you do a local election. Add to that that most people, when they vote in a presidential election, they've just decided that this year they're going to vote for whichever candidate it is, they go down the list. All right, well, if I'm going to vote for the Democrat this go around, then I'm going to vote for the Democrat and the governor. They vote what they call party line, or the Republican, whichever it might be. You know, if it's a Democratic president, they're likely to vote for a Republican. If it's after 8 years, so incumbent president is likely to win. So Trump is likely to win, but on the end of Trump's term, it is likely to be a Democrat come 2024. And then it will ping pong back and forth as time goes by. So in 2024, you'll likely see this big blue wave take over, and governor the purple states will get Democratic governors and things like that.
Well, you know, I actually asked the League of Women Voter ladies to come and do a table and bring like a who's who's political guide and teach people what's in it. I asked them they can have if they ask permission from the Unitarian Church. And what she said was the only thing that they're allowed to do is I said, she'll give me the copies. I could come and pick them up, and I could distribute it. But they're not allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to explain or talk to people. All they could do is just leave a bundle at the senior center and leave a bundle at the library, hoping that nobody would find it. So they're not allowed to do any of these. So they told me for me to come and pick up a bundle, and I could go to the Unitarian Church, because I handed out about 30 copies, and I've asked them to do it, but they stopped them from doing it. They used to pass out voters' guides and explain to people, and they put a stop to it. They put a stop to, like, explaining and handing out these who's political guide, and it gives too much. I was going to say, this is a very dangerous material. It gives way too much power to, well, not even, you think it's silly. People think that, well, most people are not political. They're not involved. But if you have the emails and phone numbers to all of the state reps, got that.
You're more likely to use them.
Well, but yeah, you know what? You take a couple of people and you multiply it by like 50,000, 100,000 people that live in New Mexico, it's power. And all of the city meetings, the city council meetings in each city, it's aired. It's the 2 minutes that you speak is powerful. And you know what you say is just, you know, per chance they just lay around the library. It's your fault you don't find it. To me, they're doing this on purpose. They let you print it. They let you have it out. But nobody knows. They put it in an odd place where they have recreation, hiking trail, and bicycle path. And that
it could be the case, Sarah. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Is it, thank you for the call, Sarah, is it a conspiracy that they're hiding all this information from you about your local officials, or is it in fact just that most people don't care? It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the person that probably knows the answer to it, Angie.
I would say they just don't care.
Most of them don't care.
I agree with Angie. I'd say they just don't care. But there's another big problem here. You just said something, Mark. Angie, let's gang up on Mark. Can we gang up
go
on
right
Mark?
Ahead.
Mark just said Trump is likely to win in 2020 and next year, likely to win the election. Do you think that's the case, Andy?
I think he will probably win, unfortunately.
Really? But the Democrats have... The Democrats have 20 or 25 people running.
Well, that's part of the problem. So there'll be this scrum over, you know, who's winning and who can be, by the way, the most leftist. Right now, the leftists have their moment in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrat Party is not a leftist party by any stretch, but they, on the other hand, they have a lot of left. The leftists have a lot of sway.
Boy.
So I would say that you're going to have somebody come up after this, after they've gotten beaten up by their cohort. Then they've got to rise up and handle Trump, who's, you know, I mean, there's been a tax rebate. There's been some success in peace in North Korea. Not that I'm proud of him walking out of that that meeting with Kim Jong-un, but there'll be things that people can point to, and usually a sitting president wins.
Yes, but who do we like?
Who do
Biden?
I like?
Who do we like on the Democratic side, Biden or Bernie? Isn't it going to be a Biden or Bernie? Aren't those the two leading two people?
I don't know. There's Elizabeth Warren who's going in, Cory Booker. There's a whole variety of them.
Kamala Harris, Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. There's a whole bunch of them, and I don't know.
Okay. Well, will we vote for Trump over the Democrat?
I was to see who's available to me. I voted for the Libertarian the last go-round. But if Trump pardons Ross Ulbricht, I'll vote for him.
All right.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Tim Condon is sitting in with us here in just traveling to New Hampshire.
Oh, here I am. Here I am.
You got yourself a little treat. Wait until the break to nosh on that, if you would.
Can't you eat while you're talking?
No, sorry. It doesn't work that way.
I'm new to talk radio.
Thank you for visiting us in the studio, though, Tim. I love having you in here when you come. So we had this article from the Los Angeles Times. We had a bunch of calls, and you're certainly welcome to call in. I'm always happy to have you here on Free Talk Live. But we had this article before all the calls about the Los Angeles Times dispelling the notion that that rich people are leaving California because of the taxes. And I think they've made a pretty good case that in many cases, rich people weren't, when they were paying California income tax of 13%, that they weren't really paying a California income tax of 13%, because you could write off the income tax with the federal government, and now you can't do that as much because you can write off, I think, up to $10,000, but rich people, $10,000 is a large portion of the average person's income.
Oh, yeah.
But for a rich person, it's not much.
Ah, peanuts, peanuts. Pocket change, Mark. Pocket change.
Right. So it could be that they're correct that rich people weren't leaving California. But now with Trump's changes in the income tax, meaning that now if a state income tax is a state income tax and the federal income tax is the federal income tax, and in between them, it really matters. So if you're in California, you could be paying more as a result. That's certainly possible. Even though Trump gave a tax cut, it's not going to be enough for people who live in, say, California. Now, if you live in a state like New Hampshire or Nevada or Florida, which don't have an income tax, it's probably a nice little bonus for you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Young, this guy, I'm going on with the article here, Christobel Young from Cornell University, sociology professor, says, the rich people want to be where the action is. There's more opportunity in California, where there are a lot of ways to make money, and more than other places. A lot of that is tech. It's a diverse economy, and California has an economy that's larger than France's. It's an incredible place. I mean, if we were making California a state today, we likely would make it five or six different states because it's just so big. People who want to make money tend to live where high-income people are. It's one thing to say I'm going to leave California to save money on taxes, but that means leaving clients, collaborators, investors, and friends. It's not that rich people are moving to Reno and Nevada, Reno being in Nevada, young ads. They're moving to San Francisco and making living costs miserable for a lot of people because if you want to live in San Francisco, you're going to pay. And if you want to have a lot of square footage, you're really going to pay. California has a net out migration of low-income folks who can't afford to live in their state and are being pushed out by high-income homeowners. And there's a whole other story of middle-class people struggling to pay their bills and the housing shortage hitting them hard. So this, I think it's a story of class when it comes to who's living where and these sorts of things. And California is going to have an interesting story when they've driven out certain folks. I'm curious to see how things continue on. Let's go to Larry calling in from Indiana, listening here on the Listen Line. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, I think what you're talking about now, the government does facilitate the transfer of property ever. Maybe every 70 or 80 years, they take a place that is run down, and they will actually give tax incentives and raise taxes that's so unbearable that we can't, that the average person can't pay it. And rich people, of course, move in and claim the land. So that's been going on forever. But what I call about today is that the State House, our General Assembly is in purpose now. It's functioning. And there's a lot
Indiana?
Of people in Indiana.
And what are the criminals all about?
Well, we have a weak governor in this state that is being beat down by the Senate and the House. But anyway, the protest deal that I found the most effective protest to do is to just have a riot sign. We have a rotunda. And when the speakers get up to speak, you can actually stand behind them and see the audience in front of them and while they're on stage, hold the live sign on them. People will react. They will laugh. The kids get their iPhones out. And the person on the stage feels like an idiot. Our governor, he won't come on stage for the live sign. He won't come anywhere near the live sign. A live sign.
Live?
Just have a sign. Yeah, a sign. Maybe about 24 by 16, and have just the big letters lies on there. And then when they get up to speak, you bring the lies signs right on top of them.
Lies signs.
Everybody in the audience is laughing at everything. Plus, whatever other message you want to get while they're on the stage, you know, you can do anything.
People are focused. Interesting idea, Larry. Thank you for the call.
Good concept.
Yeah, it's when you're talking about politicians, their lips are moving, right? I mean,
there it is.
You know, some point or another, somebody's gonna like that. I think it's an interesting idea if you can get down there in front. Obviously, security is gonna come get you at some point or another. But you know, hey, what are you gonna do?
Sure,
you gotta take your activism where you can get it. So I want to go on with this article here from the L.A. Times. The Stanford Report concludes that California has consistently become a more attractive place for millionaires, adding that perhaps, you know, it was for the Beverly Hillbillies, right?
Yeah, sure. Beverly Hills, that's Southern California, but that works.
Swimming pools, movie stars. The report concludes that they've become a consistent, more attractive place for millionaires, adding that perhaps it is because California has become a winner-take-all economy. So, I mean, considering the amount of taxes that are taken, it's the winner sounds like Sacramento. Similar findings have been reported by other organizations. Although California has had a net-out migration among most demographic groups, it has gained among those with higher incomes and higher levels of education. And you can't lose your rich, your poor people and your middle class people. Your middle class people are what make up your economy. If you're driving them out, you're in bad shape.
Yeah, they're not losing California, Mark. They're not losing poor people. Poor people are flooding into California to take advantage of the very, very, very generous welfare benefits, education benefits, medical benefits, this benefit, that benefit, all kinds of benefits. What they're doing is destroying their middle class. So, guess what? California becomes Brazil. Now, what do
Which
I mean?
Is the, like a big disparity. Tell me.
Yeah, like in most South American countries, you have a little tiny class at the top 1%, 2%, 3% that owns all of the property and has all the wealth and runs the country, and then you have a very tiny a small percentage below that that serve the upper classes, and then below that everybody's poor. They have a huge, huge underclass. A huge percentage of the population is very poor, and there's a very small percentage of the population that's very rich. But there's nothing in between. There's no middle class. That's what California is doing. Poor people at the bottom, super rich at the top, and in between, everybody's going to Nevada, Arizona, Florida, Texas, you name it.
No way to run an economy, that's for sure.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, you mentioned how big the economy of California is. It's like the sixth or seventh biggest economy in the world, standing alone. And it'll be very interesting to see how long it takes them to actually drive it into the ground, because they're well on their way.
I think one of the things that they're really facing out in California is it's an arid climate. Pretty much everything, not everything, but pretty much everything west of the Rockies is pretty arid,
yeah.
And there's not a lot of water.
Sure.
At this point, my uncle lives out in Salinas, it's near San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
And he's keeping an eye on things. They say they've had salt water intrusion up to 10 miles from the coast.
Whoa.
And that means that you can dig down in a well to get some water, and you're pumping up bad water.
Wow.
That's really, really bad news for a place that has such an agricultural bend to it. California is the place where a lot of people's produce come from.
That's right.
And it doesn't seem to be like it's going to get better anytime soon.
Well, Victor Davis Hanson, who's a classics professor was a classics professor at the University of California in Fresno, is like third or fourth or fifth generation farmer in the Central Valley, and he writes eloquently about how the farming economy is just being destroyed, and farms are being destroyed, and that nothing is being taken care of in terms of infrastructure.
Yeah, it seems like farms have turned towards large corporate farms,
sure.
And those have more of an interest in quarterly profits and less of an interest in maintaining the land over time. If you have farmers that, the son's gonna take over the land from the dad and that kind of thing, you want to protect it more so. Now it seems like it's less of that. And
let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.